The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the Titan of Earth.
Flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the 17th episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season.
Our heroes have entered into a deal with the new goddess of the moon, and have agreed to kill a demon lord in his residence in hell. But before they even made their way out of the moon's influence, they were sidetracked and went for a tour through the library and the prison, and then back to the library, and then back to the Titan, before now they set off to find where Dashbold has been this whole time. Will they ever get to hell and kill the Demon Lord? Let's find out.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help us out, you can do that by giving us a rating and review on the podcast app that you are listening to right now. Or you can tell a friend. Either or both would be even better. And now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me to play the game tonight at the table are...
Nick playing Black Patty.
Palouse paid by Patrick.
Gosh darn it, Isaac playing him.
Sebastian Jim.
Dashball played by Jack.
And where did we leave off last time, everyone?
we got lost in the... not a library.
Kind of like a library.
A library in the loose...
More like
a
library adjacent.
It's more like a data center.
Yeah. With B-men.
A B-man that you saw. Mm.
We think there's more, though. We have reason to think there's more.
Fire. We need fire.
I think we saw at least one more.
Sure.
We're probably inside a giant one of them. Like, we're just walking around.
Oh, I hate that. We're the bees.
Yeah.
We are the bees crawling around in his hive innards.
And we're going to accidentally crawl out of its face one day and be like, nope, and just crawl into a hole that's adjacent to it.
The Oracle's just a
you
giant.
You literally saw the moon, traveled to the moon, walked upon its surface, and then descended into the moon.
No, I'm clearly an illusion, though. It's like the end of Men in Black, where like you zoom out and everything's a marble.
Exactly. Like maybe that the big Oracle was just a gallstone or something.
Probably.
With the soul of a queen inside it.
But more importantly, where did you end up? So that we can pick up from there.
Back in the Titan, still looking for Dashbold.
But he's wet. We know he's wet.
Yes,
someone
yeah,
told
wet
us
he's wet.
Wet and with women.
Wet and with women.
So a brothel.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think we told him a bathhouse, didn't we?
Yeah.
Greta's having a water birth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we said that last session.
Did
but then we went with brothel because it was kind of saucy and
fun. Yeah, let's go to a brothel.
Yeah.
That's brothel. How Dashbold started the game.
In a
Let's
brothel.
See if this is how he ends
all
it.
All saucy and wet.
Yes.
Yeah. He paid a lot of gold for mediocre sex.
60 gold pieces. 60.
But I mean, like, it's a two-way street. Like, it's you only get
anymore.
As much as you're putting in.
Mm. Yeah.
Quite literally.
Yeah. Well, he put in 60 gold pieces.
Yeah, that's but it needs a bit of effort.
All right. So you ended up in the hangar of the Titan, and Fortune came in and cast a spell.
I love that guy.
And told you that Dashbold is somewhere with lots of women
and it's wet there.
So it's either under the sea or in a brothel.
Of which you are not sure that there are seas on the moon.
Clearly a brothel then.
Brothels, actually.
What?
Surely. I mean, you could assume, maybe.
A moon brothel.
I guess a bathhouse.
Does anyone have a directory?
Is there a massage parlor nearby?
Is there like one of those information panels?
Babu!
Usually it would be Babu. And you have tried to summon Babu like that, but he did not come.
I don't think he was yelling loud enough, though. I think we should try again.
Babu!
It was suggested that M could teleport you there, but then M was like, well, what if we get to hell and I need to teleport us out of danger? And you were like, that makes sense.
Yes, we wouldn't want to waste the teleportation. Willy-nilly, would we?
I thought it would work.
Yes, wouldn't it? It didn't, did it?
No. But you've also slapped me today, so you can put a
I think I've worked out where I might
be. It's customary.
It's true.
So we need to find a sort of an information booth or perhaps a tour guide.
Still have the bronze disc.
Yeah.
I touch it. Does it do anything?
You have one. No, I think.
I definitely have mine.
Jim and.
I gave mine to him.
So Jim and Patty have their discs.
It sounds like a terrible idea.
A bronze disc. We are looking for wet women.
Yeah.
Take us there.
I'd start looking for wet women on the bronze disc.
I think you could just tell it and it goes, beep, boop, 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 wet women.
There are baths. There are nature reserves. There are, I guess, creches and swimming pools.
Hey, why don't we just go to your table and ask for a live, fresh dashbolt?
You know, that might actually work. I've never tried that before.
And
let's go back to my house. This sounds like a good. This will not be a waste of time. At least this is perfect.
A 40% chance he'll arrive dead and cooked.
I mean, but at least we will know where he is. So maybe that's why he's wet, because he's been cooked.
Oh, he's been marinated.
He's been marinated.
In women.
But no, there are women that's also being marinated.
That's the way he'd want to go.
Wait.
That's how a bard would want to go out, isn't it?
Wasn't he, doesn't he have his wife with a little baby?
Well, there's no baby yet. Unless there's a baby yet. We've been gone for 10 minutes. A baby. She's very pregnant.
Could that...
She was about halfway pregnant.
But she was less than halfway pregnant like 2 hours ago.
Correct.
So she could be super pregnant right now.
Yep.
Is there a maternity ward in your little...
I mean, there is a creche.
Is Fortune still there?
Yeah.
Did he charge us for that first thing?
No.
Do you know?
Oh, can't you guys look at person?
What a wizard. Do you happen to know where Greta is?
He'll look about. This like, really? This?
You don't have to use a magic.
He's casting a spell. He's like, yes, all right. And she's with a dashboard. A creche.
A creche. What is a creche?
It's where the younglings go before they're eaten. No.
It's pronounced Crete, and it's an island in Greece. He's saying it wrong. It's embarrassing for all of us.
A greasy island.
Having heard that incorrectly.
Where, do you know where we get to this island of Crete, Fortune?
He'll look over to one of the discs and just like tap it once. And it.
Okay, why does everybody know how to use these things except for us? I mean, we missed Black a seminar Patty. Or perhaps some sort of training
Black
session.
Black Patty was just using it. Just
but
then.
He's struggling. Like I can see this. It's like when your parent is trying to Google or turn on the internet and he's really having a time with this.
Tell me, Palouz, where exactly are you from?
I'd rather not talk about it right now. Let's go to the crate. So we're looking for a big crate, is that right?
Yes, very big crate.
A big crate with babies in it.
Yes.
Yeah, probably big enough to hold like 60 soldiers.
So you just have to follow the rotating.
Thank you, Fortune.
You're
a good man.
Understand that.
Yes, thank you. It's a map. I get maps.
So I'll be taking another shipment tonight, Black Patrick. I just thought I would let you know.
Okay, excellent.
Wait, what is this about? A shipment? Yes. Business looks, but a business talk.
Business talk, yeah.
Best not to ask.
We can cut you in later if you're interested.
But I might be interested. What kind of business are we talking?
Time sensitive.
So I think talking about it loudly in the hangar right now is a very good idea.
You would think so, but you'd be wrong.
What sort of surreptitious business are you involved in?
The shadiest
Black Patty,
kind.
I look over my shoulder at anyone who might be interested in hearing this until you give me information.
The shadiest.
Guys, if we don't hurry and get Dashwell before Greta gives birth, we might lose him to fatherhood.
That's a beautiful
quite
thing.
Quite a status ailment.
We need more cannon fodder for the future.
Yeah, definitely. That's why the hyperbolic.
I know
time
I'm being
exists.
Dragged along, but you don't intend on taking the baby with us too, do you?
Oh, if it's got magical powers.
If it's grown up enough.
Maybe we could use it as bait. Because I know my people like to eat, especially young flesh, so we could put it in the middle of a room and then we pounce and ambush them. It could be a fantastic idea.
Who can dies
we,
first
at the crates, can
you
get more
child.
Of these babies?
So, you know, like when you bake brownies for your friends, but then by the time you get the brownies to your friends, you've eaten a lot of the brownies. Is there any risk of you eating the baby before we get there?
I mean, if you want me to, I can give it a go.
I absolutely do not want you to. I'm just
no,
curious.
No, I prefer table food now. It is much more instant. But I mean, if we need to eat the baby, if you need that from me, we can have a chat about it. I could perhaps rustle
fun
something
on your
up.
Travels, everyone.
Thank you, Fortune.
It was nice to meet you, Fortune.
Yeah.
We'll talk again soon.
Waves and turns around, skulks out of the room.
So where's the map say to go?
Did anybody else notice that he was the giant cat?
What? Really?
What the fuck is going on?
You're
I'm a gnoll.
Yeah.
I'm not a giant cat.
I mean, yes.
Was this like, did some wizard transform him into a man? Or did a wizard transform a man into a cat? Did he do
like,
this himself?
Hyenas are more in the dog family, right? This is just me asking in general, not asking you. Yeah. Don't be offended. I'm asking out loud to the table, not to the people.
I don't know what a hyena is.
That's a good point. What does your map say to go?
Actually, I think I do. I think I do know what a hyena is. We have hyenas. They're not cats. And then that was different.
Yeah,
that we're all okay with that.
Like, no, but it's
I mean,
fine.
He helped us. Let's move on. Where is the wiggle waggle pointing black
I'm
baddie?
Walking out the door. You guys coming?
Oh, black baddie!
That's the sound you make when
That's
you run.
When I run.
That's not what he's running on either. It could just be like a marshmallow and it still makes a loud tapping noise. Mm. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You head back out of the hangar and you head actually in a very similar direction to where you spent the night and where Palus' residence is. However, it's a couple of levels above that, and it's kind of starts out as baths, but it's lots of children running about, lessons being taken by particular, I guess, entities you call them. Again, lots of different races. Some of them are like actual robots. Some of them are actual people. You see another bee person. This one is even even scantier dressed, so you can see a lot more of the honeycomb skin.
Is it like easier to deal with because it's like even less humanoid, or is it worse to look at?
I mean, there are more holes, more human.
Okay, it's yeah. worse.
So that's for all the trichophobics out there. You shouldn't have brought it up. I wouldn't have focused on it.
I didn't bring it up.
You invented it, Zane. You can't lay your bee monstrosities on us, your dutiful, innocent players.
There's a list of things that you may encounter, and that was one of them, and you seem to have latched onto it.
And who made that list, Zane?
I made that list.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it all comes out in the wash, doesn't it?
And you come to an area where there are lots of newborn babies and people caring for them, and sitting on a bench next to a fountained pool is Greta and Dashbold with what looks to be a crawling baby.
What looks to be or what actually
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I'm going to roll. Can I roll perception or insight on this
sure.
crawl? This apparently crawling baby? Shall we do perception?
Sure.
Is it ugly?
It's going to be a 10.
He's rolling for the face of your child right now.
No.
Dang it.
It actually looks like quite a stunningly healthy little child.
Is Jim the father?
No glass.
Oh, of course.
Same color hair as Dashbold, same color skin as
Isn't Dashbold
as
like
Greta.
Fully gray now though?
No.
No, he has gray parts in his hair. Oh. He's salt and pepper.
Upon seeing that it's a normal baby, I say, that would do very well for the plan we discussed earlier. In fact, there are several around here that we could utilize.
I tap my nose.
So keep an eye out, and you know if you have any
And you see the baby
pockets.
Crawl up to Dashbold, who's sitting on the bench, and kind of stand up using his legs and be picked up and sat on Dashbold's lap.
Who's bigger?
Hey, is it like extra small as a halfling
yeah.
child? Like,
yes.
Is it like, aww?
It's half halfling, half gnome.
So it's like a little premie baby. Just
it's like a little jelly
around.
Baby.
And it's all god.
And by that, I mean, it's edible.
Relatively to Greta and Dashbold, it's a regular proportional size
yeah,
baby.
But to us,
like,
it's
like a little burrito.
Yes.
It's like a burrito.
Particularly to you, because you're very tall.
Okay.
It's just like a Subway sandwich.
No, that's far too big. It's like, it's a 6-inch.
A 6-inch, yeah.
It's like one of those wraps you can get there. Like kind of the same length as a 6-inch, but definitely less girth.
At this point, we're going to seize you.
Because... I like freeze. And in case she knows what I'm thinking.
Look, and she just waves.
Her vision's movement based.
And Hi. Indicates that you come over.
Greta! Dashbold!
Yeah, I'm a dad.
You're a dad. Are you sure it's yours?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
that
great.
That is a terrible thing to say.
Yeah, but are you sure?
Babu comes out from somewhere that you don't see and says, the blessings of the lady have brought about a new child for Dashbold.
Yes, his name is Jasper. Jasper. Say hi, Jasper.
Hi, Jasper.
Oh, hello, everyone. That's it's me, right. Jasper.
We'll get there. We're still getting there with the hellos.
Yeah, I mumbled to Black Patty. Didn't even say hello back. This is very rude.
Remember what you've got to do.
I will.
Greta says, now, everyone, please be on your best behavior. I don't want Jasper to learn any of your bad habits, please. He is growing up very quickly.
Yep.
I light a cigarette.
I have no bad habits.
I light a cigarette and I'm like, don't worry, I won't speak too much.
I inject heroin into myself. What bad habits are you talking about?
I think she means curse words and like perhaps casual racism.
What?
You know, things like that.
The casual racism is a very big problem in this group.
Yes.
So okay, is there anything else I should know about? Hi, I'm Jim. We've met like once.
I know who you are, Jim.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, unlike you, Jim, she remembers. Okay.
Who?
Oh, you have spoken to her like several times.
Twice.
She's like very insulted. Like she's just given birth and you're like, hi, I'm Jim. She's like, we've met several
Sorry,
times.
Sorry, I've got amnesia.
Swearing.
Okay.
Of course. Number one. Also the casual violence. The stabbing, the hitting, that sort of thing.
When has this happened recently?
Not on, no.
Jumping off things, please. Don't encourage
that.
Yeah,
no jumping.
Okay, no, that's
no
fine.
Jumping's very hard for me.
He already seems to be quite an adventurous young child, so please don't encourage him in any reckless behaviour, please.
Oh, come on. I mean, just learnt to flip on the spot.
I don't think we're going
to. I do a backflip.
With disadvantage because she's gonna whip out a rod and whack you on the side of the head with it.
Oh, she uses a reaction. Oh, wait, that means she's teaching senseless violence. You're winning either way.
I cover my child's eyes so he doesn't see the senseless violence.
15.
Yeah, all right, you do it, but it's a bit unstable.
But you win either way because now the baby saw her just hit someone for no reason.
No,
Dashbolt definitely covered the child's eyes.
Oh, yes.
And now the baby learned censorship. We win either way.
You know, the child actually didn't see the flip. He just was looking at Greta and now wants to play with the stick.
Greta, watch your behavior. You're going to teach him bad habits.
She gives him the stick and he tries to whack back Patty with it.
This is the best day ever.
Okay, I pull my sword and I playfully duel with him.
So now we're teaching him combat. This is the exact opposite from what she wanted.
There's nothing. Like, he can't even hold the stick. The rod is very heavy.
Okay, no, I'm going to whack it. Ha! Ha! I don't know.
And Greta just kind of gets up, stands in between you two, and then turns her back on you.
Oh. Greta, I'm very sorry.
You're pretty tall compared to her. You just lurch over.
Picks up the child
and
then says to Dashbold, you have a mission to get on with. And the sooner that is done, the sooner that you can be back here raising your child.
Yep, where I should be.
Go on, Dashbold. Right, let's talk shop, get some boys. Drinks.
Yeah, let's talk shop and.
Shop talk.
Kill a demon.
Yeah, there we go.
God.
So Babu says, well, I guess back to the Titan and we'll open the portal and teleport through and get killing that
That sounds great. Hey, Em.
Yeah, no, it sounds wonderful. I'm sure it'll be very easy this time and there'll be no mistakes.
That's entirely up to you.
Oh, it's up to me, is it?
Yes.
Then I'll take that crown off you, you cheeky little, and I take the teleportation crown and put it on my head.
It kind of... It's kind of glowing and scintillating on Em's head, and then you put it on yours, and it's just dull. Dull gray. Looks like it's made out of wood.
Wonderful. Let's go.
Back on my head, please.
Well, you can reach up and take it, and I stand up to full height.
I'm going to cast a spell.
Do you have Mage Hand or something?
No, I have Fly.
Don't cast Fly for it. I give it back to you when I realize what you're about to do.
Well, that seems like a really high level spell. You can just have it.
Like, oh, don't
hurt
yourself.
Please, no Lightning Bolt.
Yeah. I could have done Mental Prison. That's part of my warlock thing. I could just do that once a day.
I'm so glad that, like, just one simple request from a quasi-authority figure to don't hurt each other. Literally, that's the next thing that you do.
You knew exactly what you were doing.
I always hope that you'll surprise me.
Yeah.
And we didn't
never
surprise you.
Ever do.
Oh, but when we do, you go, oh, why didn't you guys do that? And then we do it, and then you...
Yeah, sometimes you count on
it.
Us to surprise you with bad stuff, and then we do the right thing, and it's like, I can't believe you guys just followed the straight and narrow path this time.
Look, we're big
when?
Dumb,
okay? When did you do that?
I'm going to say
at
the
least
circus.
Once, I'm sure.
No.
Yeah, the circus, we were good boys.
You try...
No, the circus, we were pretty,
yeah,
pretty
we're
on point.
On the ball.
That's only because I made the bad guys really unlikable, and you just wanted to punish them.
But also because it was a murder mystery, I think. What was the reason we... Oh, no, it was theft, right?
Yeah, it was
detective
burglary.
Work, yeah.
Yeah.
And then a demon showed up randomly.
And then a fire giant.
Oh, that was crazy.
And then I fell from the sky.
Oh, yeah.
And then eight horses fell from the sky.
Crazy.
That was the best.
At this, you guys are reminiscing about this as we walk to the tower.
Yes. And I'm
just like, what on earth are they
I'd like to
about?
Do one more thing with my child.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to go over... Say goodbye, hold it. I want to like...
Him,
sorry. It, whatever. Take the iron, my iron stone and just give it to my child.
Now he has proficiency.
Shit.
What sort of iron right, stone
he's
is
just going to chase it.
Stay safe. Stay good.
Oh, so it's
change
like...
Change your character sheet.
Is it like when you like put a
give
carrot in front
me
of
the
a donkey? Like the kid's trying to chase the iron stone around, but it's always hovering just a couple of centimeters in front of its head?
Yeah.
As it wanders towards
the ledge.
It's
like a really, really expensive mobile.
Fantastic.
I'm going to go up to Greta before we leave and just say, congratulations.
Thank you, Em. That's very polite. And I'm glad that at least one of you said it.
Well, of course.
Greta.
I hope Em goes to have a nice moment and then Patty just swaggers up behind her.
Greta.
Yes,
I hope it's everything you hope it is.
Hope. I really wish Patty walked up and said, your baby cannot hold its liquor. And she just turns around to where Jack orders and he's holding a bottle of rum. That didn't happen.
No.
That could have happened.
I'm going to give it alcohol next time I see it.
Of course.
It. But helps Greta's with the watching me like a fucking hawk.
I'm just helping with the teething.
Yeah. Just old remedy. It'll just. Yeah.
I mean, Patty hasn't seen it, but you've seen Greta do some real damage with that rod of hers.
I haven't seen any of these things.
You, as a player...
Oh, yeah. She'll fuck you up, dude. But
yeah,
you mean, I can't warn you because...
That's all right. I, as a player, also have this knowledge.
Okay. You're heading back to the Titan.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Okay, no, please. Well, don't let Patty interrupt.
I know. I push him away.
Fuck off.
I just continue with... I hope that even in these times, you can find some solace in your family.
Thank you, Em. I wouldn't have a family if it wasn't for these times.
You never know.
No, I,
that sounds like a threat.
That sounds like a threat.
You back away.
It's not a threat. It's a promise.
Em, I had gone through the change decades ago. It's only due to Dashwell that I look so young and due to Nova that I bore a child at all.
Well, if that is the fate that is put in front of us, fate has been kind to us.
Sorry, Greta.
Are you trying to like forebode something?
No, I'm just I am trying to be generally nice.
Okay.
And it's like when you meet someone who's like, and sorry for the audience members who might be very, very traditional Orthodox religious people, but when they disagree with your lifestyle, but they're still trying to be nice about it, but you can tell there's still that weird sense of pity and disgust. They're like, well, be safe with it all. And you're like, I'm just a homosexual. It's all right. And they're like, yeah, but I mean, blessings upon you. Yeah. Feels like
you're going to really need Jesus to have your back later.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
Wait, can I go over and say cryptically dark things to Greta?
I'm not finished talking to Greta either.
Yeah, be careful because one day they grow up and they kill you.
Devil hasn't killed
emotion.
You.
Emotion. They kill you with emotion. I'm bad at this and I just leave.
Greta, will you name the next one after me?
I don't think there will be another one, Baghdadi.
But if there is, will you name it after me?
Probably not.
Oh. Tough break, buddy. Come with me. It'll be okay.
All right. Fine.
Put my arm around him.
I mean, if there is another one.
Yes.
And you...
I'm not a terrible person next time.
And you become everything that Nova hopes you will be. Then perhaps, if she grants me another child, I will consider naming it after you.
Excellent!
Wait, what does Nova want you to be, Black Patty?
I don't know yet, but I'll
figure
that out.
Have you asked?
No. I probably should have.
Well, Nova wants you all to kill a demon lord, doesn't she?
I can do that! Let's go!
Step number one, of course. The war hasn't even begun yet.
To the Titan!
Dashbold, do you still have the helmet?
I do.
Wonderful.
I pull it out from my backpack.
And who has the big red belt on?
You do.
Yeah, it's you.
Ah, very good. I check that it's still there, pat myself down. It's like the lost keys. Ah, here it is.
You pat yourself down and press the button.
Immediately killing yourself as an orc.
It's got one of those like glass hatches over the top.
It's definitely a three-stage safety before you press
we
it.
We all have keys. We've got to turn at the same
exactly.
time.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't make that cannon. That's terrible.
Wait, am I clockwise or counterclockwise?
Oh, we'll my God. Babu takes you back to the Titan. And Pan says, I have successfully opened a portal to the 8th level of hell.
Fantastic.
That's deeper than we were expecting to
go. It's a neat party trick.
You are heading between the 8th. And 7th levels, correct?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was 6 and 7.
Really, just
seven
the best
eight,
place to be in hell, between the 8th and the 7th.
Does Jim know anything
no.
about Move hell?
Level 7,
I don't know. Does Jim know anything about hell?
Can I roll to see if Jim knows about hell?
Sure.
And the levels of hell?
Yeah, can I roll for that?
I need to know whether you're talking about Jim or James.
Jim. Jim okay. with his Jim intelligence.
Okay.
Just history check or... yeah. It's... Sorry, it wasn't a high roll, but it's still a...
I do like that M was actually trying to be civil in that moment.
19,
and a normal
sorry.
Person.
Of course.
19, so I couldn't find my stat.
Each level of hell is governed by a lord of hell. So either like an archduke. You know that the 9th is Asmodeus, who is also a god. But then you have Mephistopheles on the 8th, Baal-Zebul. On the 7th.
Wait, who are we after? Neither of those, right?
Yenogu.
Neither of those. Yenogu is not the ruler of a level of hell. He is just a demon lord that resides between 7th and 8th levels of hell.
Okay. Is it worse the higher the number?
Like, yes.
So shouldn't we start on the 7th and not the 8th? If the 7th will be safer than the 8th?
If we want to go to the 8th, we just need to break through the top and we're basically there. Mm. If we go to the 7th, then we'd be at the top. Like, we have to go all the way through the 7th.
Wait, how are we getting out?
I'm making many assumptions.
There will be a portal, the same one that you are passing through. You have to get back to.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, wouldn't it make sense to go from the enter on the 7th where they're less shitty, and go through them to get to the 8th?
When you're considering the 7th and 8th levels of hell, there is no degree of shitty. Okay. It's just the form that shitty takes.
Oh, okay.
So instead of fiery whip demons, you might just get. Acidic slug demons. They'll both kill you, and they both hate everything about you.
I want the whip ones.
So there are both demons and devils in hell. It's together. Mm-hmm.
There is no difference in this lore
between them. Okay, cool.
Demons and devils. Devils might be called, might be demons that have escaped the thrall of whatever lord was lording over them. But they exist in the same sort of spectrum.
Yeah. At a reference, is the first level of hell a bit safer comparatively to like the 9th or 10th or the 9th? Or is it all just shit the entire way through? Or are there degrees of difference?
You would not want to be below level 10 on the first level of hell.
Wait, sorry.
Below player level 10, he means, not below the 10th level, because there's only 9 levels.
Yeah, but I'm being like, is level 1 of hell as bad as level 9 of hell? I'm asking, is there degrees of it getting more
dangerous? I think it's kind of like the Underdark. Like, the deeper you go, the weirder and less comfortable shit.
It's all bad.
You're still in hell.
Yeah, it's hell.
You're always in hell.
Just different kinds of bad.
Okay.
Not as bad as Candleland.
We get sexy bad. Is that an option?
That is what you know. You know that there is a different level of hell. Now,
and basic maths.
Black
basic
Patty
maths.
And M know that the Archduchess Glacia, who ruled over the 6th level of hell, she was Lavinia's patron. So she is probably on Nova's side. somewhere doing something. That means that if you're fighting against someone who is a lord of hell, there's going to be infighting in hell.
Great.
I know I don't know this, but I had a reference. Why won't... I mean, I guess, you know, I feel like we should have been just like given an in with, hey, go meet with that lord that's already against them there and then go from there. Like,
it feels so
like
chaotic. They've ignored
them. She probably has her own mission from Nova.
But she's right there. Just
is she?
Well, I mean, like, maybe she was at some stage. It feels like that's the one to go for, right? Like,
chances are, if you're an Archduchess of Hell that's just betrayed all the demons, you don't want to be in hell.
But no one wants to be in hell. It's Babul, let's go. Babul, wait, is it Babul? No.
Babu.
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 Yeah.
Wait, I don't want to go. Is it too late to pull out?
No, come on.
I grab him by the shoulder.
Damn it. My one weakness.
No, you pulling still out have here, that James. Knife? Let's go.
Yeah, I got that knife.
Very well, make sure you have the knife. You, Blackbeard, do you have knives?
Ah, yes. Yes, I do.
Do you have the crown?
And you have your demon staying scar wrapped around one, of course, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and you've got your healing rods?
Yes.
Yes, yes, and you've got your big red button.
Was there more than one scarf?
No. Maybe we could cut it in two, because then, like, it becomes...
Now, we're going to open a portal, and wherever that portal is, you get to teleport through it to where you're going. Now, once you're through it, Dashboard with the helmet should be able to tell you exactly where you need to go, and that should just be the one teleport. You'll be able to move it and decide when you're there. However, that portal will stay open and will only let you back through it, right? So if you use your other teleport, you're going to have to traverse the levels of hell yourself physically to get back to that portal. And that's not something that you want to do, is it?
Definitely not.
No. But you just have to wait for a day to pass and then you get three more teleports, don't you?
Well, we'd only need the two. Get to him, come back.
Yeah,
yes.
It's always that
I'm
easy.
I'm sure that'll be that easy.
Mm.
Good luck.
Thank you, Babu.
Now, what else do you know about hell?
It's hot.
Yeah, it's a bit sweaty.
You learned things last session.
It's got a chafe. There's 1,700 strongholds.
1,700 fortresses.
He's in one of them?
He's in one of them.
The helmet will lead us to where he is currently?
Ideally.
I don't know what most of it
is. It? You are expecting to find all the armies of Gnolls at his disposal?
He's keeping them near him.
Well, he will, yeah. If the demons are going to war, he's going to have all his armies with him. So, but the big red button, as soon as it is pressed, will drive all Gnolls, except you, away from him.
Fingers crossed that it can discriminate between them and me.
No, it has specifically that it works on the madness that he inspires.
And I'm completely sane, clearly.
We inserted some of our casual racism, as it was earlier put, into that thing, so it knows the difference between you and a different Gnoll.
Wonderful, yeah. I'm not like other Gnolls.
No, you're different.
Yeah, you're one of the good
ones. Yeah.
You ready?
Yes,
absolutely
yes,
not.
Yes, and I pull out my scimitar and drag it across my own arm. And you guys see it, like crackles of lightning go across it.
I thought you were just shaving
pull
yourself.
Pull out my gun.
I'm less ready than I was when I said I wasn't ready.
There's a bit of a gash in my arm, but that's fine.
Definitely off mic.
Sorry about that. I take a little bit of damage. You can see my arm's bleeding a bit, but the scimitar now looks pretty nasty.
Do you want that healed?
It'll be fine for now, maybe later.
Very well.
All right. Pan, if you could. And two spires, I guess, or rise up out of the floor of the hangar, and then lightning shoots between them and it flicks down, and you can see fiery, sulfurous pits of hell.
I start laughing maniacally and leap into the pit.
Well, that was comforting.
I shout, at least it's not Candyland, and jump in.
You will have to teleport.
Teleporting.
Babu's just like, you will have to teleport. That's jumping's fine.
Okay, so start skidding, desperately trying not to get in. hurry up. I already made a very dramatic gesture.
Yeah, come on, we
gesture.
Made our exit and you...
Come on, you come need on. To, like, we can run together.
Well, like, I thought we were just walking through.
No, he said we need to teleport.
Yeah,
I
we
tried
need to, teleport.
To do a dramatic leap.
We've done our dramatic thing and now we're...
It's,
I mean, you could just jump into the pits of hell, but if you teleport now, you'll be able to
pilot a little bit to get where you need to go.
Right, come here, and I pick up Dashball and
whoa,
just
hang on,
like,
whoa, personal space.
I just hold him like
no,
a,
you can't
like
just pick me up. That's not okay.
Well, I mean, she clearly just
everyone,
did.
Hold on.
Okay, I hold on to Dashbolt's leg.
I put like a single finger on M with the hope that it's not enough to bring you with her. But I tried.
I grab Jimmy Jam's shoulder and grab the back of M's cloak
and zip
the bitch.
Okay, and as you zip, you are surrounded by what looks to be a like a ball of lightning, and you can see that you're zipping through. You zip through the portal into like hovering above the pits of hell, and you can just see it is just like a giant conical pit. However, there doesn't seem to be much activity that you can see. Dashball though sees that specifically on the 8th level where you are, there is just a glowing. A patch of glowing, brightly glowing red dots that you can assume is all the Null forces.
Mm-hmm. Could commit all of this to memory.
Well, as long as you wear the helmet, you'll see them
I'll
forever.
I'll see it? Yes. Oh, okay, not like a zipping past it or something.
No.
Okay.
Are these dots rushing towards us?
No.
Good.
But the idea is that you're going to rush towards them.
Yes, that's fine.
Where are we going?
I just sort of like lean in that direction and point.
Yeah, and M uses Dashbolt to steer.
Because she's holding him like a steering wheel.
Grabbing my ears.
And so you kind of zip to the wall of this pit, and then in through a crack, and then out into a giant, a new pit, more of a cavern though. And you can see you're passing by these demonic battlements, and you can see Wyverns and other creatures kind of going about their lives, spires of fire, and you appear through one strike of lightning on the top of a conical fortress, and you can see spread about the base of this fortress, inside walls, 5 bonfires, and suspended above each bonfire is a giant that is being stripped of flesh. And the flesh is being thrown to ravening crowds of gnolls.
It's all coming back. I remember this place. You know, one time there was a... Actually, no, I shouldn't get into that now, but maybe we can talk about it later.
Yeah, maybe have a drink later.
And then you hear a very familiar voice, and...
Oh, God, there's something you should know before you do anything else. Things have changed.
And Zip Zip pops into existence.
There's a bug in my body.
It's Zip Zip. It's Zip Zip. He's our buddy.
Zip Zip.
Yeah, Zip Zip's okay.
What is Zip Zip?
Zip Zip is a little gold gnomish looking thing, but like a skeletal naked gnome.
What is this?
Just kind of floats in the air. And he says,
so, Yonu's not exactly Yonu anymore. It's trying to merge with Garlic and create some sort of super killing god machine.
But he's merging with Garlic?
Garlic is a god. And one of the forgotten gods of the Gnolls before Yonu took them over. And now they've made an unholy pact and they're going to merge together. And you just hear this unholy cry as in one of the bonfires behind it, you see this three-headed beast just kind of like literally tear itself apart before red lightning fuses itself back together again.
That sounds like...
And that's him. That's him there. And we'll leave it.
Did you say Garlic goodness. Or Garlic?
That is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see if they can stop this unholy merging of God and Demon Lord. Finally, we're into the story. Hooray! A big thanks goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art. Also to Tabletop Audio and BattleBards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you want to help us out, tell all your friends. Tell your table game, tell your local gaming group. Tell your friendly
neighborhood gaming store, and then give us a rating and review on your podcatcher. Then like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and find out more about this podcast and all the others on thatsnotcanon.com. And now, until next time.
James,
yo.
What's better than a rotating cast of hosts?
Oh, I don't know, maybe the obscure sport ferret legging where people put ferrets down their pants.
Or Graham, the 52 hertz whale, the loneliest whale in the world.
How about everyone's favourite Christian radio program, Ranger Bill?
Whoa, who the hell are you? What are you doing here?
I came prepared with a 45 minute lecture on international humanitarian law.
Where do people keep coming from?
All these people are, you know.
We host now.
Yeah, we're the new hosts.
Of what?
Of Unfeatured Articles, everyone's favorite Wikipedia-based podcast, where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to find articles that aren't necessarily featured.
Check us out everywhere you check out podcasts. It's free. Podcasts are free. iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and other things.
Love you.
Thanks, kids.
Bye.